With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. U.S. and Iranian negotiators holding a second round of talks mediated by Oman in Geneva. The U.S. pressing for a deal on Iran's nuclear program, and President Trump seems to think that the prospects are looking pretty good.
I think they want to make a deal. I don't think they want the consequences of not making a deal. They want to make a deal.
Iran, meanwhile, has conducted a missile test. Delegations from Moscow and Kiev getting ready for another round of U.S. brokered talks as the fourth anniversary of Russia's war in Ukraine approaches.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his government's delegation is in Switzerland, and Russian state news agency TASS says the Moscow team has also arrived. Tough discussions about the future of Russian-occupied Ukrainian territory are expected as President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner sit down with the delegations, according to a person familiar with the talks who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the matter. That's because Russian officials are still insisting that Ukraine cede control of its eastern Donbass region. Expectations for any breakthrough in the latest round of negotiations are low, however, with neither side apparently ready to budge from their positions on key territorial issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
His family says the Reverend Jesse Jackson died this morning. He was 84. Three people, including the gunman, are dead. A shooting at a high school hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Three people are in critical condition. Jill Biden's former husband, William Stevenson, set to enter a plea in Delaware to charges that he killed his current wife. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 81 points. NASDAQ futures off 184. This is SRN News. President Trump honors Susan B. Anthony.
The famous suffragette and pro-life advocate was born in February, and the president has released a statement calling her a, quote, true American giant and an unwavering advocate for the cause of human dignity. We recommit to the timeless truth she spent her life defending, that every human being is made in the holy image of God. Susan B. Anthony was born a Quaker in 1820 and spent her life advocating for a number of causes, including the end of slavery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious people have weighed in on sex change operations for kids. The poll comes from the Public Religion Research Institute. It finds that white evangelical Protestants are the group most likely to support state laws barring youngsters from undergoing such procedures in order to live as the opposite sex, total of 67%. But the numbers drop from there. Only 51% of white mainline Protestants favor bans on child sex change operations. This is SRN News. An American ice skating star speaks out after his shocking and costly stumble at the Winter Olympics.
Ilya Malinin has shared a video that shows his Olympic highs and a painful low, and he says more is coming. On Monday, the U.S. figure skating star posted the clip and hinted at a, quote, version of the story, end quote, coming on Saturday. Malinin helped the U.S. win team gold, then stumbled in the individual short program and ended up eighth. He says Olympic pressure and online hate have weighed on him. He described negative thoughts and past trauma during his skate. He later congratulated surprise champion Mikhail Shaidorov of Kazakhstan. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Across Asia and beyond, people are celebrating the Lunar New Year with prayers, fireworks, and street festivals for the Year of the Horse. In Vietnam, singers led countdown shows and there were fireworks. Moscow and Taiwan celebrating as well. SRNNews.com.